What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They Said It is brought to you every day by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city, this beautiful city, this city where Wiggy broke down smack dab in the middle of it an hour and a half ago. Whether they build or drive or care for others, please nominate them at WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, some people have been concerned with Drake May's performance thus far through OTAs. Well, Josh McDaniels is here to tell you good things about the one and only Drake May.
I mean, he's doing really well. He's very smart, works really hard. I think the quarterback room in general is really, really good in terms of putting the time and effort in at this point in time of the year. You know, and like I said, we either make a good play or we learn from the result. And so sometimes as a coach, and nobody wants to hear this, but sometimes as a coach, the negative results can actually be your best teachers, because you have a play where something didn't necessarily go your way or the right way, and then you learn from it. And then the biggest key for us as we go forward is, when we learn from a mistake, is can we go out there the next day and not repeat the same error? And so I think he's doing a really good job of digesting the information, processing the corrections when there is a correction to be made, and then go out there with a great attitude and mindset the next day. And I'm excited for today.
Okay, let's go.
Drake May looked good, too.
Yeah.
Slinging that thing all over the place. And everybody was like, he got the hitch. And Steph Diggs showed up. I told you, the biggest thing I take out of it, and I heard Shimes lead this morning, and I know he wants to take a victory lap so bad, but he won't. He's too humble for that.
Staying consistent.
There you go. But that's what I think the biggest thing is, what we heard right from Josh McDaniels, is like the little mistakes that you learn or that you make, what can you learn from them and then not repeat them? And I think all those mistakes might be the new offense that Drake May is obviously having to be – that's being put in.
No, it was great to see Steph Diggs there, and it was great to see him working with the young receivers. Like, I appreciate that. So that's a part of his role.
I still don't know if he's going to be ready week one. I know they say he looks great.
I mean, he was out there running legit routes, though.
Like, he looks great, Wiggy.
Yeah.
He's ready to go week one.
That'll be...
Which is huge.
That would be impressive.
Is that the Cardi B effect?
I don't know. If
will Cardi B do the thing with the lighthouse week one?
Keeper of the light?
Right. Now we're talking.
Ring the bell or whatever?
Right. Yeah. Work the lighthouse.
I like that.
Wow.
I'll go to that game. What's that? Week one, I'll go to that.
Has it ever been wrong with the backside?
It could be done. Have you seen her backside?
If anybody could do it, it would be Cardi B.
Cardi B could definitely
do it. The B stands for backside.
Yeah, and that is...
Okay, what's next?
Extravagant.
it is?
Oh, yeah.
Is it Gorgina?
Oh, is that? It's gorgeous.
She knows how to work it, too.
Right.
All right. What's next?
Work it, work it. Greg, yesterday one of the other things that happened down in Foxborough was David Andrews officially
announced
his retirement.
By the way, the most Twitch thing ever is that the Twitch chat hates Cardi B's butt.
Oh, they do?
She's gross. She's a skank.
That's not for everybody, you know.
Wiggy loves it.
Well, some people
you are obsessed by your butt.
Listen, some people can't drive 18-wheelers. Right. So I would prefer, you know, I'd recommend if you can't drive an 18-wheeler, don't get behind the wheel.
Don't try. Don't even try.
There are certain rides that you can't ride.
Yep. Sorry, Shime.
No worries. So David Andrews announced his retirement, did a little retirement press conference down at Gillette yesterday. Here's what David Andrews said about what Bill Belichick meant to him and his career.
Coach Belichick, thank you for giving me the opportunity I so desperately wanted in this league. I learned more about this game from you than anyone has ever taught me. And to all my coaches here in New England during my 10-year career, thank you for all the time and sacrifices y'all made to make sure we were ready to go each and every Sunday. Y'all always demanded our best and challenged us each and every week. The details were important and they mattered. And that is something that I'll carry with me the rest of my life.
All right. A Georgia Bulldog right there, undrafted kid. Yep. Way to represent.
Undrafted, and how many Super Bowl wins?
Two Super Bowl wins.
51 and 53. Yep.
Definitely in 5 years should be in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
I would assume. Yeah, I would think hands down.
No questions asked.
Yeah, so a good for him. And it's crazy because I think he still wanted to play, but...
Well, he said yesterday that he wanted to play, and I was kind of intimating that he had the chance, but that he didn't want to play for anybody other than the New England Patriots.
Yeah, which is true.
I love.
Yeah, which is, you know, which is spot on.
Okay, what else, Sean?
Well, one of the people that sent a message to David Andrews was Curtis's guy, Tom Brady. Here was Tom Brady's message to David Andrews.
You couldn't have had a better career. You were not only a great teammate, but you were a champion, and playing that center position for our team all those years, as you know, the heart and soul of any great team is the offensive line, and you were the leader. You're right in the middle.
Yeah. All right. Kind of weird that he filmed that nude on his Miami roof. But whatever.
Isn't he on like some excursion somewhere? According to his Instagram, I believe he's in some tropical place.
Okay. Is that it or anything else?
One more for you, Greg, if we have the time for it. Deion Sanders is kind of biting back at all the people that were throwing out rumors about his son in meetings and such. Here is what Deion had to say about the rumors involving Shadur.
You got to understand, my kids are built for everything. We had two TV shows, and then we had shows in high school with playing football in junior and senior year. So we've always been in front of the camera, so they know how to navigate. They know how to handle themselves. Yeah. And you're not going to catch them in no foolery and no mess. You're not going to do that whatsoever. So when you sit up there and say something like, he went in a meeting unprepared, like, dude, Shadur Sanders, who's had six different coordinators, who has still functioned and went up, leveled up every time we brought somebody new in, and you're going to understand he's a professional. Like, he's going to go into a meeting with headphones on. Like, y'all, come on, man.
Deion, maybe the fact that your kids had two television shows is a part of the problem.
Yeah, it could be.
Did you ever think about that?
Well, he can't be in a better place than Cleveland because they say he looks the best so far when it comes.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's what the reports are.
I believe Stefanski called him a sponge.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
They say he's like super accurate and, you know, he's got a handle on the offense. Said he looks better than Dylan Gabriel.
Okay. All right. Well, that is they said it. Brought to you every day by Ketch's Law.
And the tropical location that Chime was talking about that Brady was at is the Netherlands. So.
Oh, was it? I saw him by a pool.
It's not very tropical.
Oh, maybe not. Never mind. Fair enough. A lot of rivers there, right?
Yes. Okay. He was on a river.
Fair enough. Maybe not so tropical.
Not really, but
swing and a miss.
The news of Courtney next, and that includes Florida not like the rest of us, and why a triple-chinned Disney guest is suing over what happened on the ride at Blizzard's Bay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.